next Sunday, if you guys could just pray for me, I'll be teaching the Sunday school, and I'll be giving a 2-Sunday series on the life of Joseph. The life of Joseph. Joseph is one of my favorite characters in the Bible. I don't know if it was in here or with the teenagers, but I was telling them that I can never choose between Joseph and David. Joseph and David are my top characters from the Bible. I just love David's faith when he fought against Goliath, and I just love Joseph's integrity and faithfulness to the Lord, even though he was going through so much. But 1 John chapter 4, and we'll be reading in verse 7 through 12. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. The Bible says this: Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight, Lord. I pray, God, that you help me speak and preach your word tonight, Lord. And I just pray, God, that you open the hearts of the people here in this building tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title of my message tonight is Loving One Another. Loving One Another. Nowadays, lots and lots of churches are losing their love for one another. And it's very important. Love is very important. It was love that saved us from hell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Love is powerful. That's what God showed us. And as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we ought to show love to our brothers and sisters in Christ here in church. Point number one, we must love one another. Like I said, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we must love each other. Why should we love one another? Because love comes from God. Let's look there at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Love is of who? Of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. If you can't love your brothers and sisters in Christ here in the church, then you basically don't know God. That's what the Bible is saying. Because anyone who loves is a child of God. The Bible says is born of God. Therefore, you are a child of God. And that means that you know God. Let's go ahead and go on to point number two. If you don't love, then you don't know God. How is this true? How can you say, Brother Carlos, that we don't know God if we don't love? If you know God, then you will produce love. God equals love. Let's look at verse 8. He says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, excuse me. For God is love. Let me read that one more time. He that loveth not. If you do not love, the Bible says, knoweth not God. Why? Because God is love. God equals love. Like I said, God equals love. Love is a fruit of the Spirit that a follower of Jesus Christ, a Christian, will show if they truly love God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7 real quick. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 20, the Bible says this, Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. It's very important if you call yourself a Christian, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you produce this fruit of love. You should be showing it to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, how do you show that? You do that with action. You can do that with action. Love is a choice. At the end of the day, love comes down to a choice. And love is shown through action. I'll go straight to point number three here in my list. In order to produce love, you must live through Jesus Christ. You must live through Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and go to verse number 9 in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. It says this: "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." There was action. We see action in this verse. What did God do? He sent his only begotten Son. Now, if you're a Christian, I want to encourage you tonight. If you call yourself a Christian, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to have to make some decisions in your life where it requires some action. And like I said, if I'm talking about loving one another tonight, there's going to be times where there's going to be other Christians in our church, other brothers and sisters going through hard times, or they need some help with something. You know, you can show them love just by encouraging them with a few words, or tell them you're praying for them, or if they need help with something else, you can go ahead and help them as well. Also, another way that a Christian can show love in their church is by serving. A very important one. A lot of Christians struggle to do with nowadays. There's so much to do around the church. If you decide to live through Jesus, you will produce more fruit. You will love more. And you will be able to show it through service. You will serve your pastor, your church, and your family more. And you will do it very happy. That's only if you live through Jesus Christ. There's been time in my life while I've been doing the ministry. This has happened to me. I don't know if it's ever happened to you, Pastor or Mr. Mendez, but sometimes when things get tough, you know, or you get really busy and you're not probably reading the Word of God the way you should or praying as much as you should, and you start to get tired and tired. The thing is, when you're doing spiritual work, when you're serving others, that doesn't naturally come out of man. That comes from the Lord. The Lord is the one that gives you that strength to continue forward. The same way in your Christian life, when you're here in church and you're serving or you're going through trials, the only way to continue to keep going forward is if you're doing it with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you won't be able to go forward. You won't. It's tough. It's hard. I've been there before. You can't do it without his help. He is the only one that can help you. Like I said, another way a Christian could show love to his church is by serving. There's so many different ministries we have here at the church where you can serve. You know, you can never say, there's not that many things we can do here at the church. I'll name a few. Let me see here. What did I have here? We have soul winning and visitation on Tuesdays. Is that correct, Pastor? Tuesdays and Saturdays. You know, you don't need to have a certain number of years here at the church to go visiting. Or you don't need a special card to say, I got this card, I could go soul winning now and visiting. All you got to do is get in your car, right? Drive over here, hop off your car, and then just meet us over there at the offices at 5:30 on Tuesdays, correct, Pastor? And on Saturdays at 10 a.m. I know it's tough. You know, you're busy throughout the week. You got your family, you got this going on. But that's another way as a Christian you can show love. Who else is going to reach the people of Glendale here? We're not Calvinists, right? You know, the Calvinists, I don't know how you could be a Calvinist. I don't get it. I guess they just wait for people to just randomly come to church. And that does happen. There is people that they look for a church online, or, you know, the Lord's working in their heart. Maybe somebody knocked on their door. You never know. But I don't know how I don't know how you can be a Calvinist. I don't understand that. You got to go out. Jesus said, go out and make disciples. That's what he said in Matthew Go, he said, go. It takes action. That's what true love is, when you start taking action. Another way you can serve here at the church is through the bus route. Pastor's been saying this for weeks now. I'll be leaving soon, and I'll be honest. I'm going to be completely honest. In my opinion, the bus ministry is one of the toughest ministries in the church. That's just my opinion. Besides the nursery, but there's no nursery here. I don't think there's no nursery here. Right, Pastor? I haven't seen a nursery. Is there a nursery? Okay. That one's a tough one. I've never done it before, but just because of the fact that it has babies, I think it's probably tough. I don't know. But apart from that, the bus ministry is one of the toughest, in my opinion. Especially if you're on the bus by yourself, only one worker with 16 kids. You know, I'm a bus captain back in college at Golden State Baptist College, and I have about 15 workers. So coming here and running a whole bus route by myself, it's pretty tough. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty tough. But you know what? The Lord helps me, and I'm able to get through it. But there's another way. Somebody in Vision Baptist Church needs to show love to those kids. Who's going to do it? Who else is going to do it? The neighbors won't do it. They live right here, and a lot of them don't come to church. The members of Vision Baptist Church need to stay connected to Jesus Christ. And that way, you'll have that fruit of love coming out of you in your spiritual life. And that's the only way you're going to do it, folks. You can't do it on your own. You can't. You're going to fail miserably. You can't. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Whether you're young, you're a teenager, you're older. It doesn't matter. God can still use you. God is just looking for somebody to say, God, I'm here. I'm available. And he'll use you. But you need to stay connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you start doing that, you're going to have that desire and that love to go out. You're going to say, oh, I want to go serve over here. I want to go serve over here. I want to go help a pastor with visiting or Carlos with the kids. And you know, that's a huge blessing, folks. I know you probably don't see that right now. You probably see the kids come on Sunday and they look like, man, a bunch of troublemakers. One of the reasons I'm in church, one of the reasons my family and I are in church is because of Pastor Alex Meon. I don't know if any of you have you heard of Pastor Alex Meon? Did you know him when he used to ride the bus? Is it true that he was one of the baddest kids on the bus? Yes. Oh, yeah. That's what they told me. They said, Pastor Alex Meon was one of the baddest kids on the bus route. But because of the love the Evangelical Baptist Church had toward that kid, because of that fruit of love, because of their walk with Jesus, the faithful members of that church were later on able to produce a pastor, Pastor Alex Meon. He started riding the bus. He was riding the bus. Listen, folks, you never know if one of those kids that come on the bus every Sunday, they grow up here in church and they become the next pastor of this church. That's what happened with Pastor Alex Meon. And I remember when we started going to church, Pastor Alex Meon was the pastor of the Evangelical Baptist Church. And I remember my mom had gotten saved in a Pentecostal church. And I remember she was trying to get my dad into church. My dad had just gotten out of jail. We were in California, and then we came to Arizona. And they wanted to start new, I guess. And one of my uncles, we moved close to him. And he said he was going to church. He invited us to church. We went one time. My mom liked it. My dad didn't really like it. But Pastor Alex Meon, he saw us, and he would go straight to our house to go visit us every week. And he would just encourage my dad. He would go for my dad because the men are the leaders, amen? And he would go towards my dad, and he would just, you know, try to encourage him to go to church every Sunday. We didn't have a ride, so Pastor Alex Meon would pick us up faithfully every Sunday morning, take our whole family to Sunday school and to the service, and he did that faithfully. And because of his service, of God using Alex Meon in our family, that's why I'm still in church today. That's why I'm now preaching, and I said I would never preach. I remember my mom told me, I want you to be a pastor. I said, I will never do that, I told her. And now look at me now. I'm up here behind a pulpit. You know why, folks? Because of love. Because of love. I know a lot of you guys don't see, you just focus on your problems. And trust me, I got a lot of problems too. I had a lot of problems with some. Pastor, have you ever had to preach with a bunch of problems in your head still? Has that ever happened to you? There you go. You know, folks, welcome to the club. We all got problems, amen? But we got to keep on going faithfully. We got to keep on serving faithfully. We got to keep on reading our Bibles faithfully. We got to keep on praying faithfully. Yes, the problems are still going to be there all the time. And I know it's tough. But you know what? There's going to be a great reward in heaven one day. And not just that, you'll feel great here too. I feel great every time I go out visiting the kids or I go out knocking on doors and I'm trying to find new kids and I see them come. It makes me happy. There's no greater joy than in serving the Lord. Because of time, I'll go ahead and stay there. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes, please, and we'll close in a word of prayer.